Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Trailing B1 podcast. I am Johnny.
And I'm Aline. In this episode, we'll be diving into a topic that we all deal with in daily life, relationships. Whether they're friendships, partnerships, or even just acquaintances, we'll be covering all the vocabulary you need.
That's right. Relationships are the heart of communication, and we are going to learn how to talk about them in English today. And as always, we've got a cultural segment, and at the end, you won't want to miss that one. So keep tuned.
Exactly. But first, let's jump into a fun dialogue that will help us get started. Ready, Johnny?
That's right, I'm ready. Pero antes de pasar al diálogo, comentar a nuestros escuchantes que como academia somos una de las mejores valoradas en Trustpilot con más de un 4,6 puntos y además tenemos más de 3.000 estudiantes que están encantados de haber estudiado con nosotros y aprender alguno de nuestros idiomas. Así que bueno, os animamos a que visitéis pues la página www.trainland.com pues para que podáis estudiar inglés si estáis escuchando este podcast o también japonés, chino o cualquiera de los otros idiomas que enseñamos en la academia. But let's go to our dialogue. So, very good. The setting, I think we are talking about a friend, Aline. And well, let's see what pops up from this conversation. So, Aline, have you heard about Alex? He's been seeing someone for a few weeks now.
Yeah, he mentioned it the other day. But do you think it's serious? I mean, is she just a special friend or is she his girlfriend now?
You know, Aline, I don't know. They get on really well, that's for sure. They're always chatting and laughing when they are together.
Right. So maybe they're flirting a lot. But you know, flirting and chatting someone up aren't necessarily the same thing. Maybe he's just testing the waters?
Yeah, that could be it. But he also told me he's thinking of asking her out on a proper date. So maybe they are moving to something more serious?
Well, it's interesting because he doesn't really go out with someone unless there are real feelings. He's always been cautious about falling in love, don't you think?
True. But I've seen him talk about her a lot, and the way they talk about her, he might already be into her, you know? Maybe he's even starting to fall in love.
Wow, that's quick. I wonder if they're a good match. You know, sometimes people just click right from the start.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. But it's still early days. They are getting to know each other and maybe they'll become even closer.
True. But if it gets more serious, I can see them going out more and eventually maybe even getting engaged.
Yeah, but who knows? Getting married and settling down isn't always the end goal for everyone. It's interesting to see how the relationship develops.
True.
Bueno, aquí hemos estado gossiping un poco, ¿no? De nuestro amigo Alex, ¿no? Ahí, pero expresiones interesantes en inglés, ¿no?
Exactly. So now let's break down the vocabulary from our conversation and look at some of the key terms we used when talking about relationships. These expressions will help you understand how English speakers talk about relationships. For example, first one, which one is it, Johnny?
So it's get on well. Get on well. So this means, as you can see here on our slide, getting along with someone and having a good relationship. So maybe we could say something like, they really get on well. No? That's what we said. Es lo que dijimos de Alex. They really get on well. They never argue. So realmente se llevan bien. No discuten nunca.
Very good. Another one, flirt. Chat someone up. To flirt means to show romantic interest in someone in a playful way. Chat someone up is a more informal way of saying you're trying to flirt. Example, he was chatting her up. at the bar last night.
All right. So then chat someone up, more informal than saying flirt. Flirting sometimes sounds like a negative, no? Way of speaking. So, and then we have another one. We have like some ask someone out. So this is when you invite someone to go on a date. So the example could be, he finally asked her out for dinner. Así que le pidió salir, ask someone out.
Another one, go out on a date. To go out means to meet someone for a romantic activity like dinner or a movie. Example, they've been going out for a few weeks now. Han salido juntos, ¿no? Salir.
Very good, yeah. And then we have be or going out. This refers to being in a romantic relationship with someone. The example could be they've been going out for a few for a year now. Así que también sería como salir, pero en plan más romántico.
Mm-hmm. Luego tenemos click. When two people click, it means they get along really well right away. Example, when they met, they just clicked. It was instant.
Okay, so click ahí nos parece mucho con esta onomatopeya, ¿no? Un click, algo que conecta, ¿no? Algo que encaja. That's right.
A primera vista, ¿no?
Eso es. And then we have get to know somebody. No, this means to learn more about someone, usually at the beginning of a relationship. Así que podríamos decir algo como en una frase como they are still getting to know each other. Así que es estar conociendo a alguien.
Very good. We also mentioned have feelings for someone, be into somebody. These phrases mean that you are starting to like someone romantically. Example, he's really into her. Oh, you can see it in the way he looks at her.
Very good. ¿Eh? En español diríamos algo como que está colado por ella, ¿no?
Exactly. Exactly.
And then we have to be a good match. This is when two people are a good match. It means they are well suited for each other, ¿no? Así que encajan bien, ¿no? So they're such a good match.
Sí.
Hacen tan buena pareja, ¿no?
Eso es. Pegan.
Very good, excellent. So, what else?
We have fall in love. Este es muy conocido. This means to start having romantic feelings for someone. They fell in love quickly. Enamorarse.
Muy bien. And then we have a similar one, no? To be in love. So, to be in love means to have strong feelings or affection for someone. Así que podríamos decir algo como, I think they're in love. Creo que están enamorados, no? I think they're in love. They are so happy together.
And then a very romantic one, propose. This means to ask someone to marry you. He proposed to her last week. Pedir en matrimonio, pedirle la mano.
Muy bien. So, and then we have be engaged. So, when you're engaged, you have agreed to marry someone. Así que eso es prometerse con alguien. So, they are engaged now. Están prometidos. They are planning the wedding.
And then we have get married. This refers to the formal act of becoming husband and wife. They got married in a beautiful ceremony last year, for example, casarse.
Muy bien, ¿eh? Y el último podríamos decir que settle down, ¿no? So this means to establish a life with someone, usually involving marriage, children. Una frase podría ser, well, after years of traveling, they decided to settle down and start a family. Así que En español podríamos decir algo como que, bueno, mira, se han establecido, ¿no? Han parado y ahora van a formar una familia. Good. And then we have some more relationships vocabulary. So to
yes.
See the difference between a partner, a mate, and an acquaintance.
Wow.
So, Aline, what would be a partner?
A partner is someone who you're in a relationship with, a romantic relationship with, and it can be used for a husband, wife, or a long-term girlfriend or boyfriend. Example, I'm in a relationship with Claire. She's my partner.
All right, very good. Así que si tienes novio o novia, pues una forma de decirlo es, bueno, she's my partner. Okay.
Yeah.
Luego tenemos mate. Claro. Este ya es algo más amistoso, ¿no? This is a friendly term. used to close friends in British English, or someone you are comfortable with. And it's informal and used for friendships that aren't romantic. Aquí no hay nada de romanticismo. Simplemente, pues por ejemplo, si yo hablo de mi amigo Matthew, diré, pues Matthew is my mate. We hang out all the time, or we go out for a coffee, or for pizzas, or whatever. Así que ahí no hay nada de relación romántica, simplemente es un amigo.
Mm-hmm. Un tercer término, acquaintance. An acquaintance is someone you know, but not very well. You've met, but you don't have a deep relationship with them. Example, that person is just an acquaintance from work. I don't know them very well.
Great. And remember, each of these words shows how close or personal the relationship is. So, for example, a partner, it's very close. Someone you really trust is your friend. A mate is a good friend, but not someone you share all your secrets with. And an acquaintance is someone you see occasionally, but it's more distant. It's a more distant connection.
Exactly. So here's a tip. In English, we often use close or good to describe our mates. But for a partner, we don't usually use or need to use good. They're your partner after all.
Yeah, that's right. So good. Excellent. So let us move then to the question for the audience.
Yes. Now it's your turn. Here is a fun challenge. How would you say in English, él es más que un compañero de trabajo, es un buen amigo? Think about the vocabulary we've mentioned, we've just used, mates or acquaintance.
Muy bien. So write your answer in the comments below or tag us on Instagram and we want to see how well you can use today's vocabulary. So, déjanos ahí un comentario, si quieres responder a esta pregunta. ¿Cómo dirías eso, Él es más que un compañero de trabajo, es un buen amigo. But before we move to our cultural discussion, let me tell you about Trainland. How we can help you to improve your English. Whether you are learning vocabulary or grammar, we have tons of resources for you. And just for a bit over 30 euros, you can get a full access to a group lessons and over 1,000 recorded classes and also a complete campus with videos and exercises. Así que si quieres probar una clase gratis con alguno de nuestros profes de inglés, nos lo puedes solicitar, nos lo puedes pedir por aquí, por comentarios. También te puedes meter en nuestra página que te la mostramos ahora aquí. www.trainland.com. Recuerda, somos la academia mejor valorada en Trustpilot, 4.6. Además, tenemos un montón de estudiantes que están súper encantados de estudiar con nosotros. Así que prueba una clase con nosotros. Should we then move just to our cultural segment? Let us move on something that's becoming more and more relevant in modern relationship. Good versus bad relationships. O esas relaciones tóxicas que a veces llamamos. So, have you heard of freak matching or breadcrumbing?
Yeah, it's a growing trend in dating. Freak matching is when two people come together based on something really specific, like a shared obsession or a specific interest. But it might not lead to a healthy relationship. It can sometimes mean both people are too focused on that one thing and don't develop the emotional connection.
That's right. And when there is breadcrumbing, which is manipulative behavior where someone gives just enough attention or affection to keep the other person interested, but without ever committing to a real relationship.
Yeah, it's a pretty toxic dynamic. Breadcrumbing can make you feel like someone is interested in you, but they're only leading you on without actually giving anything in return.
That's right. Unfortunately, these types of bad relationships are becoming more common in the digital dating world, especially with apps and online dating. So it's important, friends, to recognize when someone is just stringing you along.
Exactly. A good relationship, on the other hand, is built on mutual respect, honesty, and communication. when both people share similar values and truly care about each other. The relationship becomes something healthy and long-lasting.
Yeah, and that's the key. Relationships should build each other up, not cause confusion or manipulation. So a good match is when both people feel secure and happy together.
Yeah.
So we hope you don't suffer of these things, but also just pay attention, ¿eh, friends? Hay que prestar atención a estos detalles. Es bueno también saber, ¿no? Si hay que hablar con alguien en inglés de estas malas costumbres, como el breadcrumbing, pues es bueno también que sepan nuestros amigos cómo se...
All right, let's check your answers. So the correct translation for él es más que un compañero de trabajo, es un buen amigo, es...
Aquí lo tenemos.
He's more than a work colleague, he's a good friend.
Muy bien, ¿eh? Notice how we use good friend instead of just friend. So it's a common way to express a closer connection. So, very good, excellent. And now we want to hear from you. Can you make a sentence using mate or acquaintance to describe someone in your life?
Post your sentences in the comments below or tag us on Instagram. We're excited to see what you come up with.
Very good. Excellent. So let us finish then our podcast. What have we learned?
Yeah. Today, we learned how to talk about different types of relationships with words like mate, acquaintance, and partner.
Exactly. We also talked about some of the bad relationship dynamics like frick matching or breadcrumbing. Next time, we will talk about describing places in English.
And please make sure to check out trainland.com for more resources. And thanks for listening.
That's right. Y os recordamos, nos vais a encontrar en esta página, en trainland.com. Vais a encontrar profes buenísimos que estarán interesados en que podáis aprender inglés. A veces vemos que hay muchos estudiantes que llevan años estudiando inglés y no consiguen progresar en el aprendizaje del idioma, pero sobre todo soltarse en hablar. Bueno, pues con los cursos que tenemos en Trainland vas a tener profes que te van a ayudar a soltarte en tu inglés y a aprenderlo mucho más rápido. Y sobre todo, pues por 39 euros tendrás ya un curso en el que tendrás clases grabadas, clases grupales, tendrás también un campus donde puedes entrar a estudiar, así que te animamos a que entres en trainland.com, pidas tu clase de regalo, porque puedes tener una clase de prueba de regalo, y bueno, pues que nos conozcas un poquito y puedes aprender, empezar a aprender inglés con nosotros. Aline, it was a pleasure, thank you very much. Yeah?
My pleasure, Johnny.
So, goodbye. Goodbye for now.